Hello, my name is Eli Tuckman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos, Maseches Maaseh Sheni. Mishnah Bet continues the Midrash of the Psukim of Yidui Maaser. The Pasuk says, Lo achalti ve'oni mimenu. I didn't eat it when I was an onain. An onain is a mourner on the day of the death of his immediate relative, even after the burial. And that is the onim midoraisa, midorabanan. A person is an onain even on the night after the death, and even the day after, if the burial has not yet occurred. So midrabanan, it's until the burial, even if it takes till the next day. Midaraisa, it's that whole day, even if the burial has already taken place. Now the onain is not allowed, among other things, to eat maaser sheni. And so, lo achalti bi'oni yimenu, is I did not eat it when I was an onain. Ha im achalo be'anina eni ochel esado. So, of course, if he did eat maaser sheni as an onain, he won't be able to say the vidui. Velo vi'arti mimenu b'tameh. I did not, well, bi'arti usually means get rid of. In this context, it means to separate and give. Like we usually use it, lahafrish. So here it's leva'er. Lo vi'arti mimenu b'tameh. I didn't separate it while I was tame, separating out the maestros while tame, and particularly maestro sheni, where we're really mostly talking about maestro sheni in this Mishnah, I didn't separate out the maestro sheni while tame, would have made the maestro sheni itself tame and not really able to be eaten. So, ha im hifrisho betuma, in yochel esados. Okay, so then if you did separate out maestro sheni while you were tame, then you cannot say the vidui. Velo nasati imenu lemeis. What does that mean? I did not give it to the dead. I did not purchase with it a coffin or shrouds for a dead person. Now, even though we know that you can't use maaser sheni money for anything that is not food, normally we said if you did use it for something that is not food, so yochal kenegdo, right? So then you have to eat other food corresponding to that, right? So you can make it up. However, if you use maaser sheni to buy something for a dead person, it can no longer be made up. It's gone and it's used improperly and it can't be made up. And so this is the big deal. And if you don't do that, rather if you do that, then you can't say the vidui maaser. Similarly, v'lo nasati v'lo onin machirim. Also, another meaning of v'lo nasati v'lo maaser is I didn't give it to other people who are onanim. I didn't eat it while I was an onanim, but I also didn't give it to other people to eat while they were onanim. And finally, Shamati b'kol Hashem Elokai, I listened to everything that Hashem, my God, told me, meaning, Haveisiv l'beis ha-bechira. I brought it to Yerushalayim. Beis ha-bechira, of course, refers specifically to Beis Mikdash, but the mitzvah is to bring Maaser Sheni to Yerushalayim, not Davka to the Beis Mikdash. And so here we mean, broadly, I brought it to Yerushalayim to eat there, as I was supposed to. And Asisi k'chol asher tzivisani, I did, as all that you commanded me, Samachti v'simachti bo. I was happy with it, and I made others happy with it. I ate it b'simcha, which is a mitzvah to eat maaser sheni b'simcha in Yerushalayim, and I shared it b'simcha, making others happy. We discussed a few times that the mitzvah of eating maaser sheni in Yerushalayim is to not only enjoy it yourself, but also to share, to have a seuda that others can join in on. Particularly, it's important to take care of those who don't have ger, the almana, the yasom, the ani, and the Levi, and if you include it with all these people, then I helped other people rejoice also with my Maaser Sheni, which is the point of bringing the Maaser Sheni to Yerushalayim, that people should be smisameach and enjoy the joy of the mitzvah in Yerushalayim, Yer HaKadosha.